Hello, Saints. So today I have a study to bring called Preventing Prophecy. And I'll start in Matthew 27:19. When he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him. I was listening to Matthew on audio the other day, and this verse jumped out to me. Pilate's wife coming to him, trying to stop that which the Lord said must be done. Satan knows the prophecies. He knows the Son of God will be crucified, making a way unto eternal life. So prevention or derailment of this plan is on his agenda. Mark 8:32-33. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. This is a common theme of the enemy, destroying that which God has set in place, Genesis 3:1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made, and he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Satan even tempting the Son of God himself to derail the will of God, Luke 4:1-8. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they were ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Even while the Lord was upon the stake, the children of Satan tried to convince him to leave the stake, Matthew 27:39-44. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. But God's will is always done, as the Lord prophesied, Luke 24:6-8. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words. While God sees all things and knows all things, Satan's own wickedness is his downfall, as with every wicked person. While attempts are made to fight against God, all that will become of it is a kicking against the pricks, Psalm 9:16. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Haggaion Selah. Acts 9:4-5. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. To end this study off, I want to encourage you, saints. Though Satan will send wicked dreams, heavy darkness, wicked people, whatever it might be, know that the will of God will be done. And as long as you hold on to Christ, you'll overcome the world, even death, by his Holy Spirit. John 15, verse 8. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Romans 8:10-11. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. So that was my study on preventing prophecy, and I found it really interesting how Satan always tries to prevent the things of the Lord. He knows the prophecies of Christ better than anyone. And his whole goal is to derail the will of God, destroy that God which God makes, and he obviously entered into Judas Iscariot as well to betray the Lord, to have him killed. He also wanted to take him down from the cross, the stake. He also wanted to basically derail him through Peter, who rebuked him after he prophesied of his death. There's so many different things that Satan can do to try to derail people from the will of God, but the will of God is we bear him much fruit. The will of God is that none perish, but that all come to repentance, eternal life in his Son. And Satan wants to derail all of that, because that's his whole goal, is to destroy everything God makes, everything good that God does, because all good gifts and perfect gifts come from the Father of lights, within whom is no shadow of turning. So I just want to encourage you that we can overcome Satan by his Spirit, by the Lord's Spirit. And if we're walking after the Spirit and not in the flesh, which Satan can manipulate, or the world, or the things of Satan's culture, if we're walking in the Spirit of God, we'll be able to overcome Satan, we'll be able to overcome the darkness. He will keep us from these snares of Satan trying to derail us off of the will of God to walk after him and bear much fruit. Whether it be dreams, whether it be wicked people, whether it be your past, whether it be your flesh, whether it be whatever it might be, we're going through much tribulation to enter into the kingdom of God. But we can overcome. Jesus said, to him that overcomes will I give to eat of the tree of life. And we can overcome by his Spirit. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. So, I hope this encouraged you today, and I hope you kind of see Satan's game plan of derailing prophecy, getting prophecy completely thrown off. He's kicking against the pricks, because you can't win against God. But continue to strive on, saints and seekers, repent and follow Jesus Christ, because he's coming back to destroy. You're not going to stop that prophecy. As much as Satan doesn't want revelation to come, the revelation of Jesus Christ, he's not going to be able to stop it. So he's going to do his best to just destroy as much as he can and take as many people with him to the lake of fire as he can. But you can repent. Jesus made the way out for a time. Make sure you come out and are serving God in spirit and truth, lest you be destroyed. So I hope you have a good rest of your day or night, wherever you are, and God be praised.